Chapter 5. A New Plan. Gary stopped the car in a car park not far away.
Well, that was easy, George said. Now let's have a look at our treasure.
He opened the bag and put his hand inside. The bag was full of things and quite heavy, but there was no Pintadera inside.
It's not here, he said. It must be, said Gary. Maybe Julio hid it somewhere. Look for a secret pocket, a special place with a zip.
Nope, there isn't anything, said George. I'm telling you, it's not here.
Give it to me,
shouted Gary. He took the bag and turned it upside down. Carlotta's things fell onto the floor of the car. There was her purse, her sunglasses and some keys.
How much stuff has she got here?
Gary said, looking through everything very carefully. There was some chewing gum, two pens and some tissues, but no Canarian treasure. Gary was furious. He started the car and quickly returned to the pedestrian crossing to find Carlotta, but she wasn't there.
What are we going to do? Asked George. If we can't find her, we're not going to get the Pintadera and we won't get our money.
Shut up, said Gary. Just keep looking. We'll drive around all night until we see her again, and then I'll kill her.
George didn't believe that Gary was going to kill the Spanish girl, but he was scared that he could hurt her. George didn't like violence. It was okay to take a bag and disappear, but violence was different. What was going to happen now? He didn't know, and he was scared. Gary's face was red, and he was driving too fast. George kept looking for Carlotta, but he didn't believe they were going to find her. Gary was driving badly, and he didn't stop for red lights. I hope the police don't arrest us because of Gary's dangerous driving, he thought.
She can't be far, said Gary quietly. And when I find her...
George tried to calm his friend down. Then he had an idea.
Gary, he said, did you say those historians were going to take the Pintadera to a museum?
Yes. There's going to be an exhibition of Pintaderas at the British Museum. There are other Pintaderas in the museum already, but this one is the oldest and the most important.
Well, why don't we try to take a different one from the museum? Asked George. It's impossible, said Gary. The Pintaderas in the museum are all locked in display cases. We can't steal them.
It's strange that this old Pintadera isn't already in the museum, George said. Why isn't it safely locked in a glass case like all the others? Gary lit a cigarette before he spoke again.
According to Julio, the Canarian government wasn't happy that it was leaving the country. They made a copy of it to display at home. It took a long time, and they've only just finished. That's the reason the historians were bringing it now.
Suddenly, Gary stopped the car.
I have got an idea, he said. That girl has got the Pintadera, but what will she do with it? Maybe she'll understand its value and take it to the museum. It's closed now, but we'll go there and wait for her first thing tomorrow. I'm certain she'll bring it, and we'll take it from her before she gives it to the museum.
He started the car again.
So what now? Asked George. We can't do anything today, but we'll wait all day tomorrow near the museum, said Gary. She'll go there. I'm certain about that. And we'll finally get it from her. Believe me.